Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Medani Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikas Singh from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone. A very warm welcome to Medani Q4 FY26 results phone call. We would like to thank the Medani management to give us the opportunity to host them. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Dr. S.V.S. Narayanamurthy, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Madhubala Kalloli, Director of Finance, and Mr. Padavittan Babu, Director of Production and Marketing. Without taking any much time, I'll hand over to Chairman, sir, for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's a great pleasure to have this investor call, conference call. As you know, Mishra Dhatu Nigam Limited is a Mini Ratna defense public sector undertaking, and in the quarter FY25-26, we have achieved the highest-ever quarterly turnover of 552.75 crores, registering a growth of 34.63% against the turnover of 410.56 crores recorded in the corresponding quarter in the previous year. And our value of production during fourth quarter 25-26 stood at 392.19 crores, registering a growth of 19.15% against value of production of 329.19 crores recorded in the corresponding quarter in the previous year. Our PBT during fourth quarter stood at 107 crores, with a growth of 38.67% against PBT of 77.16 crores in the previous quarter. PAT in the fourth quarter stood at 77.75 crores, with a growth of 38.49% against PAT of 56.14 crores recorded in the previous quarter of the previous year. So, the company achieved the highest-ever turnover of 1,208.63 crores, registering a growth of 12.52% against the turnover of 1,074.1 crores during the previous financial year 24-25. So, the figures are pretty good, and the order book position of the company as on 1st April 2026 is 2,290 crores. And our PAT for FY25-26 was 130.79 crores, with a growth of 18.82% against 110.07 crores recorded in the previous financial year 24-25. So, the figures are there, but I just want to take my time in highlighting major achievements. So, apart from the highest-ever turnover in the history of Medani at 1,207 crores, we have highest-ever titanium production. So, we have produced 700 tons of titanium, almost doubling from previous year. And another important point for Medani is we have signed an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with major stakeholders for the creation of a metal bank. As all of you know, there are certain supply chain disruptions for procurement of raw materials. So, anticipating certain turbulences, so we have initiated establishment of this metal bank for uninterrupted supply of critical raw materials for all defense projects. Another important thing is for the presidential dais, we have supplied 90 tons of armor-grade steel, the one that the Honorable President has used in the 26th January this year. It was delivered by us in a very short time. And on the aero sector, we have received airworthiness certificates for 10 critical aerospace-grade superalloys and steels from CEMILAC, that is the Center for Military Airworthiness Certification, authorizing production of advanced aero engines. So, this is a very, very major thing because obtaining this certificate allows us to go ahead with the production. And many of you may be knowing that we have delivered 31 beautiful architectural titanium windows to Sri Ram Janmabhoomi at Ram Mandir at Ayodhya. This is the first time in India a company has given titanium for architectural purpose. Many other countries are using this kind of titanium alloys for architectural purposes, but in India this is the first time, so this is a great achievement for us. We have supplied about more than 700 ring rolled rings of super alloys and titanium alloys for aero engines, and again for the first time we have developed a cast super alloy single crystal blade material. All of you may be knowing that the highest level of competitiveness in metallurgy is ability to produce the single crystal blade material. These are extreme complex metallurgy with very very tight compositional tolerances and gas contents, and it has to meet the rigor of the temperatures that a typical aero engine normally encounters. So it's a matter of great pride that we are able, our material for the first time has passed all the tests by our customers. Another very very satisfying thing for Medani is we have obtained NADCAP certification for heat treatment. This is one of the highest level of certification in the aerospace sector and defense sector, because directly OEMs can procure material from the manufacturer using this certification, through this certification. So this is one more feather in our cap. And recently we have got inaugurated one of the world-class facility for aerospace fastener manufacturing facility worth about 40 crores, which is capable of manufacturing the so-called bolts for all the aero sector and defense sector. These are basically for super alloy fastener manufacturing and titanium alloy manufacturing and special steels that are used in very very critical performance critical applications. So these are some of the very very high end achievements that Medani has made in the year FY 25-26, and we are very happy with these few introductory words. I think probably we'll spend time on taking questions from our friends. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Sukrit Patil with Eyesight Fintrade. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the team. I have two questions. First question to Mr. Murthy is, looking ahead to 26-27 financial year, what type of strategic pathways are you planning to position Medani as a global leader in aerospace and defense alloys, accelerate breakthroughs in super alloys and composites, and future-proof against supply chain shocks and evolving defense procurement models? Just want to understand a view on this. This is my first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
Yeah. See, regarding supply chain, I have already informed you that we have in the near short term, we are establishing a metal bank. Basically, India is not bestowed with the best of raw materials required for super alloy production. Okay, we don't have the nickel, the cobalt, moly, tungsten, vanadium, chromium, which normally go into manufacture of any of the super alloys, regular grade super alloys. So we don't have the, geographically we are not bestowed with that kind of minerals to manufacture, and it is a long-term process. So we need to have we need to insulate ourselves from the supply chain disruption. So in a short term, we are establishing a metal bank for six of these critical raw materials. So that is how we are trying to overcome the recent whatever disruptions have been there. Regarding your first question, first part of your question, how we are positioning ourselves, yes, Medani has the capability because we are masters in metallurgy. So we are looking at the niche markets of aerospace and defense for manufacture of these very, very complex alloys. So that is how we position ourselves. We are the suppliers of these materials, and we also expect some good overseas sales.
Thank you. My second question to Mr. Kaluri is, just want to understand over the next 2 years, what type of forward-looking capital frameworks are you planning to ensure the company can simultaneously fund advanced alloy R&D while maintaining dividend discipline and build buffers against forex swings and raw material volatility in the long-term defense cycle contracts? Thank you.
Good morning. We are planning capex of around 1,000 crores in coming 3 years.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to interrupt, but your voice is not clear.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that capex we are planning around 1,000 crores in the coming 3 years. Projects are in the stage of development, and we are putting DPRs. Most likely by end of this financial year, we may get further clarity on capex projects. And we are preparing to operate through FPO or through term loans. That is with reference to capex. And the balance items we are managing through working capital requirements regularly. We are not foreseeing any much major issues in funding part.
Thank you and best wishes.
The next question comes from the line of Rishabh with RBSA Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. So firstly, sir, I think previous con calls we have been mentioning that, you know, ultimately we want to grow the company to around 2,000 crore top line. And I think in last quarter you mentioned that this quarter we'll be sharing some ambitious plans that we have. So anything that you would like to share on this, sir?
Yeah, one is, as we told, one of the questions that I think probably we had in the last Q3 con call was we were not able to really, I mean, there was some deficiency in converting into sales. So that question that we can now say that whatever we have made, not only that we have had the highest turnover, we could convert everything into sales. That is one point. Second thing is CapEx. Okay, so wherever just now our director of finance also has mentioned, we are at a very advanced stage of DPR where we want to put money in our capital equipment, and that probably in a month or two we'll be able to get approval from board. So that is what is a major thing. So we are going to replace some of our aging equipment with state-of-the-art facilities in the downstream operations. So that is what we can share at this point of time.
Sir, whatever incremental capex that you're planning, you mentioned about 1,000 crore capex, and also now I think you're doing some debottlenecking. Is this towards higher valued products only, or what is the kind of new product that you're targeting with this capex?
No, this the capex is basically intended for two major equipment on the downstream operations. So these are not specific to anything, because the process goes like melt ingot after melting. It goes to downstream like forging and bar rolling, or it is wire drawing, all these things. So these are basically for majority of the products these equipment are used, not specific for any single product.
Okay, okay. And so secondly, sir, you mentioned this about this, you know, you doubled the production of titanium last year. So what is the trajectory going forward? Can you increase further production, and how does it impact our margins?
Yeah, we have the capacity for titanium production. We have, we have installed a new vacuum arc remelting furnace, and the sufficient capacity is there. As I told last year we had almost 700 tons of titanium. We are having capacity to produce much more than that. So currently we have about more than 660 crores of worth of titanium orders. So, and we are likely to get more. So, we are fully geared up for a good amount of titanium production.
And sir, mention about this 2,000 crore revenue target. Would that be possible from existing CapEx only, whatever you're doing so far?
No, we can do. See, it is not the question of, existing
okay.
also we can do. At 2,000 crore, okay, we would have told in maybe another 3 years kind of thing. But the idea is to improve our efficiency. The CapEx is some of the equipments, whatever we are having, they are installed somewhere around 80-85 times. So the efficiency of the latest equipment with the Industry 4.0 and all these digitalization, we want to replace that manually operated with ones with the automated machines. So it will improve the efficiency and yield of the product. So idea is that once we install, our productivity will improve. So that is the basic idea. Even with the existing thing also we can do.
Okay. And so you mentioned that they received some NADCAP certification for heat treatment. So how does this change the things for us? Can we get some new customer orders or how does this change?
Yeah, that is the thing. Certainly, looking normally, once the plant is NADCAP certified, that means that end user can directly, OEMs can directly procure materials from the manufacturers. That is the certification. So definitely we are looking forward for many aero and defense customers who can procure directly with these certificates. It will help us.
Okay, and just the last question. I think last 1 year we have mentioned that we are also talking with the engine majors. They were auditing a facility. So what is the status on that and when can we start commercial supplies to them?
Yeah, because this auditing of the facilities is a little long-term drawn process. We need to supply material. They come multiple times. Okay, then they'll see our facilities, suggest some improvements. Then again they will visit. So we are expecting, okay, it is recently also we had some visits. So we are maybe in towards the end of 26-27 we should be able to expect something.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Arya Shah with Whitestone PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So now can we expect a 20% revenue top line growth and 23% EBITDA margins from this year?
Okay, see, one thing is we had this year maybe 12% we have exceeded the top line growth. 12 to 15% we should be able to maintain. Our target will be 20%, but it all depends on the supply chain constraints of raw materials. Now you have some issues related to LPG, energy. So once these things are stabilized and we are assured of the raw materials and the energy, it should be possible.
And the margins, on the margin front, 23% or around 20%?
Maybe slightly up by 23 to 25, we can expect when the revenues goes up by 20%, obviously the margins will increase. Maybe around we can expect 23 to 25 EBITDA.
Okay, and also about the powder facility, are the orders coming or what is the...
Yeah, regarding powder manufacturing facility, we had some issues with getting license. But now I think we should be in a position because recently we had some reasonably positive news. So maybe by next quarter we'll be able to get little clarity on that. Okay, so it is yet to come. The facility is not yet installed. Purchase order was put long back, but there were clearances issue because this is a little dual use equipment. So we'll be able to give better clarity in the next con call.
Okay, and what kind of order book we should expect in the next coming this year, basically end of this year?
Yeah, so currently our open order book is 2,249 crores, maybe 2,250 crores. So our expectation will be, we are in discussion with the different parties. So maybe we will be able to book about 1500 crore worth of orders in this financial year, FY 26-27.
Okay, and on the last question is on the export, what kind of order book can we expect this year or...
This year 25-26 we have done 85 crore and we are expecting at least 100 crore we'll be doing in this financial year.
Okay, thank you. I'll join back.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Devara with Divyasha Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah. Sir, how much would be the product business as a part of our full year turnover?
Full year turnover, see, we are expecting, our target is at least 15% growth we are, that is what is our target. Okay. So based on this, you can see how much we are targeting. So,
sir, I would like to rephrase the question maybe. Sir, yeah. We mentioned about the new products that we have started, like maybe a titanium alloy dished head for naval application, or the titanium and super alloy rings for aero engines. So if we consider this as the product business, so how much would this be as a portion of our full turnover, the entire turnover that we do, how much would be these businesses?
No, separately you are asking individually.
Yes, individually as a whole, the product business.
It all depends on the orders that customers are placing on us. Like for example, now we have executed one order. Like for example, I told you the blade blanks, okay, the blade input for super alloy blades. So the customer has to give, so we cannot say that we can execute this much order.
Yeah.
So it all depends on how they place order on us.
Oh, what happens presently the existing order, whatever we are having, and the anticipated order, whatever we are going to book. Apart from all these things, there is an element of the raw material availability and our, of course, furnace, all those, we have to see that every month and which can be able to make, accordingly the decision will be made. Exactly whatever today, even if we decide, I don't think it is going to happen. So, on the means, while going, it will be changing. So, that is the reason as of now, we will not be able to tell exactly which product or which sector will be, we are exactly going to attempt. So, as and when it is going, based on the availability, the decision will be taken, we'll do it.
Okay. And sir, we give segment-wise order booking for the order book that we have in terms of defense, aerospace, energy and others. Can you give the segment-wise for the turnover as well for the last financial year?
No, we already given in that presentation also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The revenue differentiation.
Yeah, we are having.
Thank you.
Okay, the question was on the
open order now as answered.
Yeah, for different sectors. The defense is about 79% of the total order book.
Sir, I'm asking about the turnover. I'm asking about the turnover. The order book is already given in the presentation. If you can provide it for the turnover, for the revenue that we have generated, that would be helpful.
Yeah. So, the turnover, the 25, 26, it is, space is about 93 crore. Defense is about 301 crore from defense. PSUs are 603. Public sector enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is about 2 crore and others are 129 crore. Exports are 78 crores.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
The next question comes from the line of Divam Ketan Doshi with 923 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. I just wanted to know, can we get the alloy-wise gross margins? Because it is very difficult to differentiate because it has a very different economics. So I want the titanium, super alloys, Maharajan steel and UHSS.
That is margins for each of the alloy?
Yes, yes, sir.
No, normally we don't provide such data. It is a little confidential. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
And one last question. At what revenue scale will we begin actually exponentially leveraging from operating leverage?
Can you repeat it, please?
At what revenue scale can we benefit from the operating leverage?
In general, like titanium and maritime steels have little higher margin compared to super alloys and all. So if we can increase those sales and all, if we can get such orders, then probably the margins will improve.
Okay.
That is a mix we can talk about. It all depends on that order books and the product, plant availability, machine resources availability and all other factors.
Okay, okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Shashi Ranjan with Anandan Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations to the entire team and the scroll director as well for getting the NADCAP accreditation. My first question is, with the NADCAP in hand, where we stand in field of like investment casting to precision machining ecosystem and where we aspire to be in future, in next 1 year?
Yeah, we Midani produces investment castings of both titanium and super alloys. Okay, the NADCAP certification is currently for heat treatment. Okay, so we are also having an idea to go for NDT in NADCAP certification in NDT. So currently our investment cast business is about 10 crore. Okay, so we are expecting orders after this. So we should be able to increase our business in that area.
Thank you, sir. Any acquisition that you're planning in field of maybe precision machining and casting or precision component?
So there are many outsourcing agencies in and around Hyderabad. So actually acquisition may not be required because these precision manufacturers, many new companies have come up who work on order basis. So we are not having any idea of acquisition of any company.
So among those players, anyone who is the largest who is helping, who is the largest supplier for Midani among those players who in Hyderabad you said, right?
Yeah, there are very many, I mean, there are companies who are doing extremely good for even satellite applications, launch vehicle applications. They are supplying engine parts which are very complex. There are many reputed companies around this area. So machining of the parts per se is not a big tough task. Making the material is where rejections are possible. And during machining of the materials, rejections are not normally will not be there. It will be almost zero because the machines are so precision, precise. So you don't expect any rejections. And many 5-axis CNC machines and all are there plenty in number around us. So that issue doesn't arise.
Thank you, sir. If you may add out, may I squeeze one last question? As per the data, global OEMs have tripled India sourcing compared to what it was in 2019 to reach up to $1.5 billion. Where we stand here as Midani and where we aspire to go when it comes to OEM sourcing from India?
Global OEM, whatever the increase is there, the procurement in the country, before that, whatever period you mentioned, Midani also was not doing much of export. So last 3-4 years, you see, we have gone long way. So already the whatever OEM audit and product audit and the custom means the company audit is still, means in the advanced stage. We expect in the coming years, the export also will go
Thank you, sir. I firmly believe that under your aegis, Midani will soon catch up with the metal powder and further precision technology because your expertise is highly valued. And thank you so much for the enlightening on Midani. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Raj Yatish with Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on outstanding numbers, sir. My question is, with metal bank and other things in place, how will be the next 2 years be shaping in terms of top line and bottom line? Can you give some color on that?
Yeah. Metal bank is in... maybe we are expecting within another 4 months we'll be able to establish because now some civil works and all are going on. So for material to receive and all, it will take another 3-4 months time. Barring that one, that is the status of metal bank. The top and bottom line, we are expecting around 15% increase in the top line year on year.
and corresponding increase in the bottom line to maybe around 20%.
So net margin will be maintained when increasing the top line. Is that correct assumption?
Yeah, top line growth is expected. 15% is our target.
Then net profit margin will be maintained with the top line growth.
Yeah.
Or will be reducing.
Yeah, it will be around 24 to 25% EBITDA margins we can expect. Bottom line.
Okay. And sir, any update on the old inventory which was there? Which was we supposed to discard it and.
No, we are working on that. You might have seen there is no much increase actually. We are able to restrict it and we'll be working on this year also to bring down, and there will not be any increase in coming years.
Would you like to give some number to that, sir?
What is anything we mentioned here, Shivam? Inventory?
Okay.
Not there. We are expecting at least 10%, I mean from the opening revenue, opening inventories, maybe around 10 to 15% reduction also, so that the liquidation can be possible. That is what we are expecting. That is our target for this month, both as WAP as well as scrap.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Rishabh with RBSA Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you again, sir. So if I were to take a slightly long-term view of Medani for the next 5 to 7 years, because given the top-notch capabilities that we have, the only thing what we are lacking is the raw material availability. And now that is also getting solved. So if Medani say wants to achieve 5,000 crore top line, what additional certification would be required, or what additional things that we need to be done from our end?
Okay, if you look at very long-term growth of 5 to 7 years, one is the availability of raw material, that is we are indirectly taking care with Metal Bank. We are also into this CapEx plan, about 1,000 crores worth of it through establishment of downstream processing facilities. If you look at the exit data, about 8,000 crore worth of materials of titanium alloys, super alloys and steels are getting imported into the country. That means there are people who are importing materials which are very well within the catalog of Medani. Their Medani capability exists within the country. So definitely there is a good scope. If you are able to get those orders where people are able to, I mean people are importing, this thing is quite possible. Like reaching the higher revenue at a rate of 15 to 20% growth year on year is not far from reality.
Okay, understood. And so currently we are not facing any challenges, right? Supply chain production is going on full swing currently.
No, that is what I mean. Some energy issues are there because of, you know, this Middle East crisis and that European crisis. We are having some issues, but still we are trying to identify alternate vendors. We are trying to establish and we are trying to overcome. Okay, that may lead to little delays in orders, but overall we are trying to manage, and that is how we managed the last year. So now we are in a better position. So with Metal Bank plus support from our government on LPG, we'll be able to cross. That is what is our expectation.
Okay. In terms of the Medani's product basket offering, is there any major white space that is still pending to cater to the major customers, or we are now at least, we are product wise, you know, done with Mal. At least we have all the major products in hand that we have to offer.
Yeah, no, we are not anticipating many big problems except for these energy and raw materials. I think we are capability wise, there is no issue at all. We are 100% confident of executing all the orders.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Arya Shah with Whitestone PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity once again. Any update on the ABHD bulletproof jacket or any order book expected this year?
Yeah, so Medani is having two types of technologies. One is Baba Kavach, that is taken from Baba Atomic Research Center, that TOT. And another is having, last year we have taken Abed technology from DRDO. Okay, DRDO in association with IIT Delhi have developed this technology. So we have acquired the TOT from IIT Delhi, DRDO cell, and we are currently in the process of manufacturing these jackets and supplying to our customers. Okay, so that people, these are one of the lightest jackets for this range of that category. We are anticipating good orders for Abhay's jacket. Okay, so soon we should be able to book some good orders.
So currently, what kind of order book do we have? Because we are supplying to the customers already.
We have given to Octopus. One order is there for with our Octopus. So that is what we have executed. And we are...
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the worth? It was a...
It was about 1 crore.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's it from my end.
Yeah, thank you.
The next question comes in the line of Anik Mitra with Fineconomic Solution. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, my question is, the critical materials, what are the sources of those critical materials and what sort of agreement do you have with the sources? Since in terms of time frame and in terms of supply, means continuation of supply.
Yeah, that is, you mean critical raw materials?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
See, critical raw materials, the business is very high sophisticated super alloys, titanium alloys and high strength steels. The raw materials that need to be used for manufacture of these high-end products are all high-purity materials, high-purity raw materials, that is nickel, cobalt, molybdenum, tungsten, chromium, vanadium, rhenium. Okay, so these alloys are not available in the country. India is not having capability for producing any of these materials. So we are depending on import for these materials. So now we import them from various countries. Okay, majority of them either former USSR countries, East European countries, European countries, sometimes in from USA. So these come from multiple, I mean there are more than 20 materials which we import. So they come from multiple countries and that is how the supply chain runs.
Sir, in terms of countries, like what the largest contributor? Like Kazakhstan, I have heard or read somewhere that Kazakhstan is a very significant contributor. So who are the top three countries you would say?
Yeah, probably in Europe. Europe supplies maximum. Maximum by volume, by value, Europe supplies maximum.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what is the kind of Kazakhstan?
What is the kind of?
Kazakhstan, I'm talking about the country called Kazakhstan. Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, these type of countries are very...
Yeah. Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
We import sometimes from Kazakhstan. Okay. We import titanium sponge from them. So, yes.
Okay. I got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Nilesh Doshi with Green Lantern Capital. Please go ahead.
So, thank you for taking my question. From the call, what I understand is, in terms of demand, I think the visibility is very strong. In terms of manufacturing capacity also, I think we have enough and adequate capacity, except for you are going for automation and new machines, which will bring the value addition as well as the margin expansion. So the constraint historically, we have always been on the raw material side. And which under your leadership, I think you are taking care of that. So with the metal bank coming, like what? You plan to have these materials stored for how many years? Or what's exactly the internal planning you have?
Yeah, idea is, it is a perpetual bank, okay? And there will be material, whenever there is a crisis, it will be taken out and we'll be replenishing as soon as it is available, okay? So when we want to execute an order, we should not have at least the supply chain, if it is disrupting, metal bank will be used. That is the idea. But this bank will be there forever.
So sir, with your experience over last few years, we had a volatility in supply or actually we had disruptions in supply, except post Iran war. But what was the experience you had over the last few years?
Some of the raw materials, for example, I mean, there are raw materials which we could not procure because of some sanctions. Okay, from where we are procuring, they were barred. Okay, there are occasions where the spike in the prices. There are occasions where the material was ready, but it could not be shipped because of the ongoing crisis, you know. It could not be transported. So there are multiple ways in which the supply chains are getting disrupted. So the whole idea has emerged from our ministry because of these supply chain disruptions. We should have our own method by which we can overcome this. So this is the idea behind it.
Yeah. So once we set up this metal bank, in terms of the price volatility, how we will be protected? Because typically we have defense orders which are long-term orders, but no price variation clause. Or are we now moving towards a variability clause?
Metal bank is being maintained for customers only. In case of emergency only, we will draw material from those metal banks. So all our contracts are fixed price contracts only. There is no price variation. That is being taken care while quoting itself.
Yeah, but in the past, if I remember 2 years ago, we had a long-term defense order, and I think the alloy prices had gone up substantially, the raw material prices. And that is why it would impact.
Sometimes we have to face the challenges. Otherwise, our prices are fixed prices only. And while in case of long-term contracts, we are doing pricing in such a way that to take care of the uncertainties.
Yeah, okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Arya Shah with Whitestone PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. So, could you talk about the springs now which we are going to supply to Vande Bharat? Are we already filling the tenders or what is the approval or are we on the approval stage?
Yeah. So, now what we have done is we have engaged an expert subcontractor who will be operating our spring plant, and shortly, maybe already we have initiated the work. In a month or two, we should be able to make this spring plant fully operational, and we are also in discussion with people for orders.
Okay, so we don't have any orders for the springs currently, right?
Yeah, currently we are not having, but we are expecting.
Okay, what kind of order we are expecting? 100, 200 per order? This year?
No, I do not know. Maybe probably during next on call I'll be able to give better picture. But we are now trying to get good orders. Yeah, that is now we are in discussions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Nilesh Doshi with Green Lantern Capital.
So thank you again for the question. So you mentioned about the capital expenditure for a fastener plant. So can you just elaborate like when this plant would be ready and what kind of revenue we get out of that 40 crore capex?
Yeah, this one of the important things in the manufacture of any system, be it a missile, rocket, satellite or even ship, is fastener. And these fasteners are not normal fasteners like what you use. These are special aerospace grade fasteners meeting certain quality requirements and certain dimensional requirements. So, Midani, we have invested anticipating extreme demand and very limited number of people are there to manufacture this kind of fasteners. So, we have established a 40 crore facility catering basically to missile sector and space sector. So, both places the requirement is huge. So already currently we are having already orders under pipeline which are getting executed, and we expect at least 20 to 30 crore per year order book from this sector alone.
So the plant is already ready?
Yeah, it is inaugurated already. It is ready. It is working.
Okay.
And one more point I want to tell, compared to our competitors, a distinct advantage for Midani is we are raw material manufacturers. Fastener manufacturers are importing wire and they are trying to make, whereas we can make our own wire. So there are grades in missiles which are normally from other countries, no, that technology. So those grades are all imported grades, not readily available within the country. So we'll have the ability to make those grades and make fasteners from those grades. So that is the advantage over others. So again, anticipating this thing, this particular fastener plant has been established.
So on a long-term basis, like how large this revenue can become, let's say over next 3 years to 5 years?
Yeah, every year, that is what? Every year we expect it to be at least 25 crore.
25 crore growth rate or 25 crore would be stable revenue?
No, no. Maybe every year this is a kind of stable revenue at least.
Okay. But definitely I would expect with a very high margin.
Yeah, you are not wrong. Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
It's a value-added product for us. Yeah.
True. True. Yeah. So all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Yatish with Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. So my question is, what are our MOU targets for next year and the year after?
MOU targets are yet to be fixed. Actually, it is under discussion at ministry. So probably that final decision has not yet been received. So in due course of time, we'll get maybe another, I mean, it will take time. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vikas Singh with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one question. The next big program in the aerospace segment in India would be AMCA. Just wanted to understand our standing in terms of capability or readiness-wise. And do we think that we would be able to take a good chunk of order book from there as well?
Certainly. That is what is our anticipation. AMCA orders we are expecting. We are already in, the people are approaching us. We are already doing some developmental works for AMCA program. Okay. So the work has been initiated. Medani is currently executing some of the AMCA alloys, both super alloys as well as titanium. We are, once the development is complete and it is meeting, I mean, production orders we will certainly expect.
No, sir. Very heartening to hear that. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you. I mean, we had a wonderful meeting with all our friends. I think a total of 16 questions were asked. And it is a pleasure to give reply. Maybe one or two questions we could not give, particularly those with respect to margins, gross margins on individual materials. Probably that I could not answer probably to the satisfaction. But barring that one, I think we have given and we look forward to your continuous support. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.